Between the chambers on the left side of your heart is a valve called the mitral valve, designed to prevent blood from flowing backward when the heart squeezes. Cardiovascular surgeon James Gammy at Johns Hopkins says this valve is most likely to develop problems.
The most common type is what we call degenerative mitral valve disease, which is where the valve leaks. There's two leaflets. Each one is supported by about 15 or 16 small cords. Imagine you had two parachutes that were open right next to each other. That's what the valve looks like. As we age, those cords that support the valve and the two flaps as the heart squeezes, the two flaps come together and prevent any backflow of blood. And what can happen is that those cords that support the two leaflets can either elongate or rupture.
Gammy says the good news is mitral valve leakage can often be repaired without the need to replace the valve. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy. When blood flows backward from your left ventricle to your left atrium, that's due to leakage of the mitral valve found between these two chambers. Cardiovascular surgeon James Gammy at Johns Hopkins says there are different ways to develop this condition.
There's something that we call secondary mitral regurgitation or leakage of the valve. And in that case, the valve's normal, but the heart becomes abnormal. So I tell patients that their heart grows from the size, a normal orange size, to a grapefruit size. And when that happens, that it so happens that the valve and those cords are attached to the inside of the heart, the two flaps are pulled apart and they can't come together properly. And that's a relatively common problem as well.
Gammy says the definitive test to determine what's going on with mitral valve leakage is an ultrasound study of the heart, where the leakage can be visualized and quantitated. Based on this study, a treatment plan can be developed. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Blood flows through your heart in one direction, with valves at the places where different chambers meet to keep things flowing right. The valve between the left atrium and the left ventricle is called the mitral valve, and cardiovascular surgeon James Gammy at Johns Hopkins says it's the one that leaks most often.
The most common thing that I operate on is the degenerative mitral valve regurgitation. While there have been a few genes identified with some cases, by and large, it is a sporadic problem. We do know that there is a familial tendency for mitral valve disease, and I would say about 1 or 2 out of 10 patients that come to my office with mitral valve disease will tell me that, oh, my dad or my uncle, sometimes both, had a mitral valve operation or have mitral valve disease. The biggest risk factor really is age.
Gammy says those with a family history of mitral valve issues should be extra vigilant. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy. One of the valves in your heart, known as the mitral valve, is most likely to leak. And James Gammy, a cardiovascular surgeon at Johns Hopkins, says as people age, the condition develops more often.
The cardinal symptom of mitral valve disease is shortness of breath. That is the most common phenomenon. And typically, say, for example, a patient has a leaky mitral valve. What that means is that every time the heart squeezes, about 50% of the blood in the heart gets ejected backwards instead of going forward. And when it goes backwards, it gets ejected into the low pressure blood vessels in the lungs, what's called the left atrium. And that gives us a subjective feeling of shortness of breath. So that's a very common presentation.
Other symptoms might include fatigue, lightheadedness, and atrial fibrillation, where the heart seems to be fluttering rather than beating as it usually does. All of these symptoms should be followed up, Gammy notes, as effective treatments for the condition have been developed. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy. If your mitral valve is leaky, your blood isn't flowing as it should, and shortness of breath, fatigue, and other symptoms may develop. Since treatment may allow surgical repair of the valve, cardiovascular surgeon James Gammy at Johns Hopkins says people are coming in earlier and earlier.
It's remarkable nowadays, there's been a sort of a sea change in how and when we treat mitral valve disease surgically. And a lot of patients are coming to us without symptoms at all. Their primary care physician is astute and they listen with a stethoscope. A lot of physicians poo-poo the value of a physical exam, but I can tell you that one thing, when your doc puts a stethoscope on your chest and they hear whoosh, 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 and they send you to a cardiologist and they show that you have a severe leak of the mitral valve, that is a very valuable intervention.
Gammy says repair is usually successful and symptoms will resolve. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.